Blog Talk Radio. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, everybody, man. Everybody had a good one today, man, and staying cool in all this hot weather we've been having, man, staying hydrated and all that good stuff, man. Cause this damn show been hot. It's been real hot, man. Seem like every summer the heat get worse than it was the year before. Shit. Man, but yeah, man, shit, man, if anybody got, let me see, let me just give them everybody a few minutes to finish getting up in here. About a few minutes to get up in here, then we'll get Lorenzo and whoever else got any upcoming events or announcements or anything y'all want to make, man, to come on and press the one button and let everybody know what y'all got going on. What's coming up? Other than that, man, I ain't really see too much happen this weekend. Hell, what did happen this weekend? I've been seeing a lot of Facebook drama today or the last couple of days. Lorenzo, you open? Been seeing a lot of Facebook drama lately the last couple of days with Dustin and Flip them and them other guys, man. You know, like that little butt hurt. They went red for that bread. They're making for some good reading now. What you say about that, Lorenzo?
Yeah, yeah. Take it how you can. I mean, man was red.
Hey, man.
As they say, pressure bust pipes sometimes.
Hey, pressure bust pipes. They can win. It don't matter what happened. Cut that light on. The winner can win. Like they say,
yep.
I'd rather be lucky than good any day, or how it go, Lorenzo?
Something like that. I'd rather be lucky than
I'd be lucky than fast or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like that. Goddamn it! Hey, they dogs. They show doggone got it, man. Yeah. Trying to give everybody a little time to get up in here, Lorenzo, before you let everybody know what you got going on, man. They still, everybody's still walking in the door. You know, when the club opened up at a certain time, you know, everybody want to come in a little late.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little late, man. Give them a few more minutes. They still popping up a little bit, man. Let everybody kind of get in the house and then let everybody know what you got going on. Yeah, other than that, man, yeah, that's been some good reading in Hood to Hood with that, man. Just laughing at them guys going back and forth. Dusty on vacation.
Yeah.
He must be feeling real good, full of that tequila. Is he talking a bunch of shit, stirring up the pot? Yeah, like at one point, I think it had turned into a lock-in, a race, and a fight, goddammit. They done got so much in their feelings. Okay, good God.
Yeah, I was looking at that, too. I'm like, man, I got to get that serious now, you know, just run it back and up the pot. That's what I look at it.
That's good. If you know you got them beaten, you just went red, shit, hey. That's all you can do. Keep trying until they show you something that you don't want to see, and then after that, you just gotta tip your hat and bow down to them fellas and leave them alone. Shoot,
you can't be mad about it.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Little Branko, I'm trying to give everybody time to get up in this sucker, man. Hey. A little light in here tonight, man. I don't know what's going on. Maybe that heat got everybody tired, boy. I know when I get off work, I spend that heat. I ain't going to lie. I'm like them old folk. I just want to lay down and take a nap for about 2-3 hours.
Yeah.
It's been hot, man. I don't know how the weather been up that way, but, man.
Same way up here steaming.
It's been hot, man. I've been over here in Alabama working, man. I mean, it's like, this fucking heat be ridiculous. It ain't It ain't like being back at the house where we got a lot of humidity, where you sweat a lot. You don't even really do no sweating. It'd be more so just a dry ass heat, like that heat just like it almost just burned you. If you ain't have nothing on your sleeve, like you'll probably get sunburned quick.
Oh yeah.
Hi. Well, it kind of got up in here a little bit. Come on, let everybody know what you got coming up, Ringo. I know you got two events coming up, so I guess let everybody know what you got coming up this weekend and then at the first of the month. You got the
floor. We're doing our first annual, I guess you can call it the Juneteenth race. It's going to be Sunday. You know, not nothing just big spectacular, you know, just something to try to get started off for the first year. We're going to try to start doing that annually. And track will have pretty much no care for you, no long as the racing is going on. And July 1st and 2nd will be our annual Rumble in the Jungle. We're going to have a 490 class. It's going to be a 490 cap, 200 entry fee, putting 2,000 on top. Clocks will be off. And we're also going to have a 70 class, street style cars, $50 entry fee, 250 on top. We're going to do a little truck shootout. $100 entry fee with $250 on top. We so far have one big grudge race like this. It's been brewing for a while. It's going to be my crew, Last Minute Racing with the Blueberry Muffin Z. We're locked in with Kevin Rogers with Mrs. Graham. So I believe that's going to be, should be the highlight, I believe. That's going to be a pretty good race there. And we also have Barkey's Candyman, which is going to be locking in with Lil Bill with the white and blue Camaro. And I'm working on another lock-in, which is going to be Mike Richardson is going to be probably locking in with the turbo Camaro Lil Bill called Debate. And hopefully the Houston guys are heading up this way, you know, in a game to try to get the revenge back from what happened to them, which we hate to beat them at home, and then they come up here and get beat down again. So, hey, that's just what it's going to be like.
Well, man, I don't know, Ringo. Shit, I mean, you know, Dallas kind of came down in and invaded and took over. So Houston been kind of, the South been kind of quiet lately. I guess as it get closer, we'll probably start hearing a little chatter. But I'm sure some of them guys ain't going to take too light, and they're going to probably try to sneak up in there like Dallas did, unannounced, with some extra artillery and got doggone try to redeem theyself, man. But I mean,
we'll be prepared.
You know,
we'll be prepared.
If this can keep going, that North and South rivalry, I think it's going to turn out to be a damn good race season, man. If everybody keep their cars together, man, everybody can keep traveling both directions, I think it's going to get good. You know, I think it's going to get pretty good, man.
Yeah.
I think it's going to get pretty good, man.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to traveling this year. Well, I think after a month or so, it might get pretty rough for us. It'll be hard for us to race. I got a question I want to ask.
Come on with it.
Let's say you got a car. Come out with it. And you want to go for Grudge Race of the Year, but you can't get no races. What would you end up with at the end of the year?
Well, you'll probably be
Would you just be Bar of the Year or
You could be like the most feared. I think they have a most feared category. I got to go look on the page. I think they came up with a most feared car, something like that. So you could kind of fit it. That would definitely be one of the categories for sure. The most feared, because you know, especially if you're trying to go and everybody ducking, dodging, and hiding under shit.
Well, my plan is. Every Sunday, I'm planning to have a post up looking for somebody every week. That's my plan.
Oh, shit.
So everything sorted out, that's what you will see. But one thing about my crew, we stay ready to go.
Yes, sir. And while you're saying that, I mean, everybody, no, I ain't been active on it, but, man, everybody who ain't joined, go join the Texas Grudge Committee page. Man, post y'all races on there, because that's how the people that's on the committee is keeping up with the win-loss record of the cause. So y'all make sure y'all post them on the thing that's not going to happen is the people are not going to be, they're not going to be trying to find the races and, you know, all that stuff. You know, they're not going to be going out their way trying to see who you had a race with, this and that. That's why we came up with the page and to post the video. I know it'd be a lot of other shit on there, but I try to let people put shit on there. I didn't really want nothing on that page, but just the grudge races, most so for the committee to keep up with who's all racing so they can keep the tally up of the win-loss record of all the cars that people posting. So definitely, man, everybody go join the page. If y'all hadn't posted y'all videos or y'all races, post them on there. If you had a race and didn't post it, man, put your had a race on there, and then we'll figure out how to find out if the race actually happened tonight. You know, but I know one of the stipulations are if to be considered a grudge race, it has to be at least $500.
Okay.
Is what we kind of came up with, because it keeps out a bunch of the bullshit for people saying that they race for, you know, a hamburger or $100 or this and that. So just, you know, a $500 minimum was what was come up with. But definitely, man, y'all go on there, post y'all video. I'm gonna try to get on there and start deleting a lot of that other shit on there. I kind of be letting people post the pictures after races and some of the other videos, but I do try to let them stay on there about a week or so, and then I go back and try to delete everything else off of there except the posted grudge races. I also want to thank, like, the guys, like the videographer guys, like Tickle Fit, Forever Grudge them. I noticed that sometimes when they editing their videos and they putting out the grudge races, they'll post it to the page, so that kind of helps the crew that maybe forgot to post it. But definitely, man, if y'all want to be awarded and all that, then definitely do that. I'm going to try to put the list up, I guess, in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to try to get the list together of what we got so far of, like, you know, win-loss records of the cars that have posted. So maybe by doing that and putting it everywhere, maybe people will kind of see that it is for real and, you know, and draw more interest and get everybody, you know, into it, you know what I'm saying? Because like I say, the main thing, we were just trying to do something for Texas, you know, for us and by us, instead of waiting on, you know, somebody from across the world to give us some accolades when we got enough racing going on right here where we can give ourselves awards, you know, in all kind of categories.
Yeah, that's true.
So basically, man, yeah, so. Yeah, well, I said go on the pay. I for those that haven't gone there, I know I got, you know, the different categories. I know I got some of the stuff on there. Man, if I don't have something that y'all missing, put a post on the page to ask the questions or come on here. And like I say, whatever answer I don't have, I'll get them. But definitely, we definitely going to do something at the beginning of the year as far as we're trying to get together to do, you know, an actual event, an award event. But mm-hmm. in the case that it don't come through, we still gonna give out the awards. You know what I'm saying? But we definitely trying to get a place, you know, try to find a central location, you know, where it's not just one way, you know, where everybody gotta drive one way, kinda try to find a central location and do it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But, I mean, it's the first time, trying to work out the kinks. But if that falls through, just know it's still going to be awards given out for all of the stuff. Like, I kind of been slacking. I need to get the sponsorship shit together as far as, you know, try to get people to kind of sponsor some of the stuff or just a sponsor as far as, you know, either towards the awards and stuff like that, you know, just the money to kind of help with the cost of other different stuff like that. So I'm definitely trying to need to get that together too, and try to get it out to the people that might be interested in, you know, donating or whatever, big or small, it don't matter. You know, it just everything will help when it comes down to trying to get the, you know, just buying the awards and trophies, because I'm sure that shit, you know, it'll add up. It definitely
yes,
add
it
up.
Yeah, it will
so.
Do that.
Yeah, it'll definitely add up. So, but yeah, I mean, we definitely got a committee out there, and they definitely watching, they definitely keeping up. So far, I don't think nobody know who the committee is, so I guess so far that's a good thing, but and we're gonna try to keep it that way. We're gonna try to keep them under the radar, so nobody don't try to seek favor with them or nothing like that. So,
yeah,
definitely. See 281-9942.
Hey, I was trying to see which one of those Dallas cars they were trying to match up with that turbo Camaro out of Houston. I heard him talking. I didn't hear which car he was talking about trying to match up with.
We got a Burgundy, big black Camaro, all steel, all glass.
Hold on, caller. Can you come off your Bluetooth radio? We're getting a lot of feedback.
How about now? Hello.
Yeah. That's better. Okay. Yeah. We can hear you good now.
Okay. So which one of those Dallas cars are y'all trying to match up with that car?
It's a Burgundy 68 Camaro.
What's the name of that car?
It doesn't really have a name on it, but God, go by Crankhead.
Crankhead. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was listening, but I didn't. I heard you say something about it, but I didn't. I missed that part. Big tire car?
Nah, small tire. Small tire, no bars. 275 car. All steel, all glass, factory backseat, everything in it. Stock dash.
I was just listening, man. I didn't hear it all, so I heard what I wanted to hear.
Okay, no problem.
Good deal. Let's see, 979-2271. Your mic open. Who we got?
Hey, man, I got a question. I hear y'all with this grudge committee. That's just a question. Y'all said that a grudge race has to be $500 to be recognized. Me, now this is just me, I don't think that's right, because anybody can grudge race. If they race for $100, they bring an action. It could be $200. As long as they bring action, as long as money's put on the table, they grudge racing. Everybody might not have $500 to bet. So I'm just saying, I mean, I'm just asking the question. But as long as they bet money, it's a grudge race. And they bring an action. That's what the fans, me, because I'm a fan, that's what we want to see. As long as two cars going down the track and it's a grudge race, they can bet $200. They might not have $500 to put up. That's all I want to know.
Yeah. Well, it was just, that company was just voted on amongst the committee, and that's basically what they came up with, you know, the minimum of at least 500. And I could be, let me see, hold on. Let me see one thing. Yes, yeah, that was one of the things that they came up with, 500 to be considered a grudge race. And not taking nothing against, you know, the other. But it can also be a thing of, you know.
But long as they bring
an
action,
also of,
as long as they bring an action, you know, that's what we're looking for. I mean, that's what the fans are looking for. Like I said, people might not have a $500 to bet, then they won't race because they won't acknowledge because it ain't $500 race. You know, I'm just a fan, brother. I listen to you guys every week.
But I mean, it ain't nothing against those that do because there's some people that race for a lot of money that'll race for $100 or $200 also if they catch them in the lane and they want a tech pack against each other.
Let me ask you this question. Say you ready. You got your car and you ready. Every time you go out to the track, you race for $300, and you have 12 races for $300. And at the end of the year, you undefeated. So that's going to knock you up from being Grand Race of the Year then, right? Because ain't none of your races been for $500.
Yeah, according to the track.
That ain't right, man. That's not right. See, you ran your car all year long. You ran your car all year long, no matter what size motor you got in there or what. But you brought action all year long. And every race you had was under $500, and you went undefeated, and you can't get Grand Race of the Year? Big tie, small tie, it don't matter. But you can't get Grand Race of the Year. No, that's not right. That's not right. If it's not Grand Race of the Year, get some kind of recognition, you know? But that's all I'm saying. I'm going back on me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it ain't saying that they won't get recognized. But that was something that the committee came up with. Dre, your mic open. What you got?
Hey, in regards to that man talking about the $500 deal, I was like one of the ones that voted for that for the simple fact. Okay, if grudge racing really starts out at 500, you hear people say 5-on-3 or better, 5-on-2 or better. Okay. So if you racing for up under that, you really just shaking down. That's not grudge racing. That's shakedown racing. So, yeah, grudge race start out at 500. Now, if you want a wall for shaking down, you can get a wall for shaking down. But
a grudge race, they established that shit 5 years ago on Tracy's show. A grudge race is anybody put up any money. That's considered a grudge race. Get the definition, Grace.
Yeah.
Shakedown.
Yeah.
If you're not putting up $500 or more.
I mean, technically, I mean, it's a grudge race. I'm not saying that it ain't a grudge race. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that.
Well,
I'm just
put
saying
it like
boys,
this,
when
JP,
it comes to
it
the
might be a grudge,
to the,
hold
to
up,
the
it
war.
It might be a grudge race, but it's an unnoticed grudge race. For the simple fact, they're running for under the amount that we set at the for a grudge race. So, It may be a grudge race, but it's not a grudge race in our eyes. That's all I'm saying. Now you can go ahead and race for them $200 and $300, and you know, holler about that's a grudge race if you want. But that's only in your eyesight. That's not in the committee eyes.
If there's anyone involved, you ought to be a grudge race.
Nick, stay out of the way. I got
it. I mean, I'm like, again, it's a grudge race. Ain't nobody saying it ain't a grudge race. Hell,
but
me and Nick, man,
Lord,
we could go race for free.
Lord
and we could go race for free, and it's a grudge race, but it doesn't take away from that person's personal record as far as grudge race.
Now, if you race for free, that ain't no grudge race. There ain't no grudge race. You race for free. If you put
if I don't like you and we've been going at it and I want your ass bad enough and you say, man, I ain't got no fucking money and I still want to race you and we race and we know we throwing it all on the line, to me, it's a grudge race. You know what I'm saying?
But let me show you what that was put in play at, JP. Okay, like, 2000 and I think it was 15, maybe 16. Now, Elvis, whatever his name, Elvis Collins, was going out racing for $50, $75, $50, and he got Grudge Race of the Year. So we said, hell no, from now on, if you're not racing for 500 or better, you shouldn't be nominated for Grudge Racer of the Year if you're not putting up $500 or more, because that man had about 30 Grudge Races for $50, $25 him. You know, so that's what the whole deal for that came about. The man won Grudge Race of the Year betting 50s and 20s and all that kind of shit. So to put the cap on it, to stop that and not let that happen again, bam, they put the $500 cap on it. It wasn't just me. It was several other people did it. So that's why that deal was put in place.
Cyrus, mic open.
Hey, what's up, JP? What's up, fellas? How y'all doing, man? What's up with it? Now, I just got to respond to that shit Dre just said. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you bet a quarter and you racing your car, in which we know to race a car costs a whole lot, whether it's money, time, or whatever, and you bet a quarter and the other person bet a quarter, that's a grudge race, Dre. I can't see how y'all can put a cap on somebody's money or tell them what they need to bet in order for them to be nominated for a grudge
race. That's what I'm talking about right there, brother.
Hold on.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Now, I just sit up here and let you talk. I can't talk. I can't finish talking.
Oh, hell no. Let me straighten you out right goddamn now. I'm not
man,
putting
no,
cap
this
on
ain't
nobody.
No, this ain't the Latimo show. This is a grudge show. This ain't no Latimo show. Straighten nothing out over here.
Saying,
we
bro,
ain't straighten the goddamn thing out. I'm just saying,
I'm gonna
you can't
you
tell
out,
nobody.
You got,
man, you
look going straight. On.
All right. Go ahead.
I'm listening. Yeah, go
no.
ahead.
No,
I'm listening to you.
No, go ahead.
I can't put no cap on nobody's money. You didn't hear me say I put a cap on nobody's goddamn money. I said they put a cap on the grudge racing. What? No,
Dre,
I ain't putting no cap on nobody's money.
Dre, you said you was on the committee that put the $500 cap on it. See,
okay,
that?
Yeah. I didn't put a cap on your money. We put the cap on the grudge racing. Okay, you go out there and race a motherfucker for 5 cents. If you feel that was a grudge race, then that's on you. But you not going to be nominated for racing for no 5 cents.
Why not?
Well,
I got a race car, and I'm out there racing, and I'm bringing action. Why can't I be nominated?
Hold on, Larry, you might go
for it. I'm just listening there. Y'all keep it going. I'm chill. I'm going to chill and be still.
Now you don't need to chill.
So, hold on, let me
ask
you. So, let me ask you a question. So, if you said if you run for $50 to $100, you'll still consider that as a grudge race? Is that
if
just like I'm just gonna try something?
That's hard earned work money. What you talking about? And I'm doing.
Look,
it ain't
I
like
think,
I did
I think,
one or two
I
races.
I think everybody getting it fucked up though because. Ain't nobody saying it ain't a grudge race. Cause I stated the same thing. If I race a motherfucker for free, it could be a grudge race. We could race for a quarter as a grudge race. But as far as when the committee sat down and voted on the guidelines of all this shit, they came up with $500 because it was voted on $200 or $500, and the majority voted $500. That's what it was voted on as far as. To be with them, Carter, but it ain't taking away from nobody that grudge race for that kind of money, and it don't go and it don't take away from their win loss record.
Like you talking about somebody put a cap on their money? We didn't put no cap on y'all money. I don't give a fuck what y'all race for. It's just not gonna be known unless it's a $500 better bill. Plain and simple. That's all that is to it, man. Now, like you said,
I didn't travel all the way out here. With my car, and got
so that's where you fucking up at. You travel all the way out here with your car to run a motherfucker for $20 or $30, $50, maybe $100. You a damn fool for doing that. Not you gonna necessarily, travel, man.
Not necessarily, man. Shit. I'm out here to bring action. I love racing, but this is all I can come up with.
Okay, if that's all you can come up with, you need to stay your ass at home. Until
no,
you
man,
can come up with the right
of y'all. That's baller blocking. You baller blocking, man.
No,
At the end of the day, a race is a race. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, it's like, goddamn, man. You know, I understand what people are saying, but if the other lane agrees to race for that, that's a grudge race. That's a grudge race, man.
Sorry, nobody said it wasn't a grudge race. It's just not a uproar grudge race. It's not one of the big ones. It's not upper class. It's not like the Bushnell and Miss Graham or the Candyman Lil Bills and them or the, you know, it's not them or the Keishas and the, you know, the Lil Larry. Ain't that kind of shit. It's a little old small.
147440. Joe, your mic open.
They want to run for that little old money. That's fine. They can do that. But, like you say, that's a smaller race. That's not a big race. That's a smaller race. When you going out for Grudge Race of the Year, they look at the how well you travel, how many races you had. They look at the records. So that's what the Grudge Race of the Year is. You can sit around here and run 12 goddamn races for $50. All goddamn day long. Guess what? They not going to look at you as no real grudge racer.
Oh, because you couldn't come up with the salary cap.
What we talking about? I just clicked on. What we talking about? What's the topic?
You better not bid $50. You better not bid $50 in no grudge
race. Well, no, we ain't talking about that. Really, sorry, you full of shit. Really, it was about the grudge committee and how it was voted that, you know, in order to kind of be considered for some of the stuff, the awards, that it was voted on, the minimum amount would be $500 on the grudge race.
Right.
And one of the guys was kind of like, he felt like that wasn't fair. He said, you know, what about the guy's declaration for $100, $200, whatever the case may be? Which, you know, like I say, it's no knock to those guys, but that's what the committee voted on, because it was a $200 or $500 minimum. And the majority voted on the $500 minimum. And
yeah.
I think it was more so voted on to kind of keep out a bunch of the, you know, I mean, yeah, it's not taken away from the little guys that race, but you get a little guy. If that's the case, if you're gonna race, if you're gonna set the bar that low, then hell, you'll have everybody out here racing for $50, $100, seeing they grudge race every day, all day.
All day
right.
long.
You know what I'm saying? And then at that point, it's gonna water. You're gonna start watering down. You're going to start watering down the categories and stuff.
Right.
Once you do that. Now, and I'm not saying they started arguing about the fact that a grudge racing for a little bit of money ain't a grudge race, which, you know, like I say, hell, if you race for whatever you race for, I feel like it's a grudge race. If y'all actually want each other and y'all racing for whatever, shit, I grudge race the motherfucker for free. That's what it
takes
for me to get his ass.
Hold on, man. Hey, who got
background?
Noise?
Yeah, somebody got some background noise. I tell you what, one thing for sure here, they'll make the bad report. If they race three or four races and they win them all for $50, they going to make the bad report. How about that?
That's your bad report.
Yeah, that's your bad report.
But the thing is, you got to understand, Cyro, it ain't going to be too many people who going to run for $100 or $50 or $200. Because, like you say, it's going to cost you more than that to run that bitch down.
Lil Larry, he had 30 races in 1 year. Jeez.
Who had Who had 30 races in 1 year?
Yeah,
no,
you
just saying.
He had like 20 or something. They got them little old small street cars and 8-0 class cars, and they show up at the track on Sunday, and he might tell them, "Oh, I'll run you $50." He did that for a whole year. He had like 23 races, and he won that grudge race of the year because he wasn't betting but $50.
I mean, you can do that. You can do that with a goddamn car that don't cost nothing but just some gas money getting to the track. But you ain't for the bright old trailer car and ran around for no $50.
And that's why I'm talking about. If Mo
trailer,
they
might go.
Hey, you also got to look at the caliber cars that y'all talking about. Cars y'all talking
ain't gonna run for no. $3,000 or $4,000.
Yes, yeah.
They
yeah.
run for that type of money. So,
yeah, to be honest with you, though, them kind of cars shouldn't even be made for grudge race of the year. Those are just street style cars.
A street style car today to drive is too. I feel like it's way too different.
Them more so daily driver cars. They drive around on the track. They ain't no street car. But what if that two street car? That ain't gonna run that motherfucker no fifty dollars, hundred dollars. You use a goddamn lot. Now I might shake a motherfucker down for $300. Hey man, y'all, I gotta make a shakedown anyway. I got $300. You got $300. Let's shake down for $300. That's not really considered a grudge, but that's just a shakedown. Now, grudge racing, when you go ahead and get it on up there, you lock 500 in or 300 in and get the title over 1,000 or however you want to do it. Then, now you talking about grudge racing.
But, Dre, you really can't say that, Dre, because some people look for it just to have fun and for a hobby. Ain't nobody trying to pay no bills out of it. They want to just grudge and have fun with it.
Ain't nobody trying to race for no $40 or $50 either. So where the hell he count that much just to get to the track?
Dre, let me tell you like this. When you say somebody running for $5,000, how many people you know putting up the whole five by themselves or $20,000? Man, you got about 50 people in there. So if you break it down and do the math, the two cars that's running, he probably got anywhere from $300 to $800 in the pot.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt that, but it's still more than five. He probably got more than five in it.
I'm pretty sure if they get some side bets to get in their main pot, it'll shoot up too.
214-3683. Mic open. Who we got?
Hey, this is Rodney, man. I think what we just debating right now goes back to the discussion that we had 2 or 3 years ago, what's going on with grudge racing, period. When you have to put a dollar amount on the grudge
Whoever got
race,
that door open, man. Go on mute, man.
That's what's making people not grudge race, because like they've been saying, everybody don't want to get up there and bet no whole bunch of money. But if they feel like they can get you, I'm willing to try for a small piece of change.
We
make grudge racing hard because we put caps on everything, and that's why people getting out of it.
Well, it ain't that though.
We just talk about it as far as the
award stuff and all that with the grudge committee. Again, it ain't nothing wrong if you race for $50 and you grudge race somebody for $50, if that's what you can afford, that's on you. But we were just saying as far as when it came to the grudge committee shit and the voting and all that to be considered for stuff, they voted a $500 minimum in
on the
grudge races.
That's what I'm talking about, JP. Let's just say I take my car from Dallas to Houston to Evendale to every race it goes to. And I don't really go in there just saying, hey, man, I'll run you for $500 or $1,000. But so I'm going to say, you in town, let's do something, and you give it a whirl. Why should I not be considered? And I'm getting around the circuit just like these one or two races a year for $500.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, that's all I'm saying. I mean, you know, the committee has made that decision. And, you know, then you got to live with it till next year. when you can re-vote on everything. But, you know, that is making grudge racing hard when you say it's not really a grudge race if it's not for a certain amount of money.
That's just what Dre's saying, which I mean I don't really feel like nobody agree with that shit but him. You know what I'm saying? But as far as it being like a high profile race, you know what I'm saying, that's where I feel like the money comes in at and all that shit.
Okay, well let me ask y'all a question. Okay, at the end of the day, who actually is out there going for grudge race of the year? What caliber of cars do y'all consider out there racing week in and week out that's looking for those kind of accolades? Do you feel like it ain't no driver cars? Do you feel like the person that's racing for $100, $200 looking for the accolades, or are they just out there hustling and keeping a low profile and just doing what they do and having fun?
Now,
most
you,
of the people that's looking for the accolades are your high-profile people, because not only do you have to have a good win-loss record, there's a lot that go into being grudge racer of the year. As far as, you know, like your swag, all that shit, like the shit-talking, the traveling, the high profile races, you know, that you have, all that goes into being grudge racer of the year. You know, there's a lot that go into it besides just the win loss record. You know what I'm saying?
And just the money.
So,
well, that's news to me. Man. I didn't know the swag went into it.
Hell yeah, you gotta have swag. Like, we had some swag on your motherfucking ass. Remember, I told you what you was going to do.
979-2271. Your mic open.
Can't wait for y'all to get that raggedy bitch back running.
Hey, JP, yes. Let me ask you a question.
Okay, At a grudge race,
how many grudge races do you think go off for over $500 a night?
Put it like this. Take Alley Cat race, right? Every grudge race that happened at Alley Cat race was for over $500 that I know of.
Okay. How many grudge races did they have? Do you remember?
We had six, and all six of them motherfuckers over $500.
Okay.
They're by 7 or 8.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. If you get cars in there, $300 a car, and they ran three times that night, or four times, they bring an action. Then they go to Evendale. Then they go to Extreme Raceway, or they go to Enos. Okay, and they race for $300, and they got a small car. They ain't got no big car with no big motor in it. So at the end of the year, yep, once again, they 14, 15, and 0. They can't be considered as the grudge race of the year when other cars have lost three or four races and they race for $500, $600. That's all I was asking, man.
Nope.
That's all I was asking. I mean, just
according
like
the
man
to the criteria,
said
you know,
before me.
Yeah. Like according to the criteria, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but to be honest,
I don't know too many people that's going to run their car under $500. I don't know too many people that'll even run their car for $500. Because you go run the car for $100 or $50 and go out there and tie the whole goddamn car for just trying to grudge race for $50 or $100. I don't know too many people who going to run their car for less than $500.
You can win $10,000 or $20,000 that night, still tied up, and still that ain't enough money to fix it.
Yeah, but it's a start. It's a start, though. I got something to get. I got something. At least I can take that to go put it in the shop, though. But that $50, you can't even buy love with that motherfucker.
I say it like this. This is how I grew up racing. And pretty much anybody else who got a trailer car, it costs damn near, especially nowadays, any trailer car, it's going to cost whoever owns it, that one man, anywhere from $400 to $600 for his car to make one pass down the track. That's coming to the track, putting fuel, nitrous, plugs, gas for the truck, all that shit. It's gonna cost that one car at least at the minimum, I'm gonna say $400 just to make one pass. So typically, any true grudge racer is not gonna run for less than it's gonna cost for him to come to the track. Because at least the way I look at it, I'm at least trying to get my money back, even though we all know, you know what I'm saying, you're not gonna come out in the green, but I at least want to try to get my money back for coming out here entertaining people. Or I'm just gonna get my dick knocked in the dirt. 1 and 2.
832-9202. Your mic open.
Yeah. I want to comment on that race. All races, I know a lot of races start off as $500 once everybody bet money on the side to go to $2,500, $3,000. Do that count? Do that count?
Hey, man.
Hold on, a lot of background noise.
Hey, do that count? Average driver go up there, he's going to bet $500 by himself. And then he gets up to $3,000 or $4,000. Do that count as,
that counts as long as they're following the pot, yeah. But you can't be the $500 grudge race, but the side pot is $3,000. That's different.
But if it's a legit good race, people going to bet with that guy. Is what they would not do that for a car. They're only doing it for $100. I ain't putting them down. If a guy couldn't run around for $100, he ain't got no team with him. So average person go up there, they don't have to be betting a whole $1,000. They be betting a $500, and they let their friends put $300 or $400 on the average good grudge race. The one
that's basically what Shotwell just said.
Hold on, 979-2271. Hey, put your phone on mute. I'm getting you must be back on your Bluetooth. We're getting a bunch of feedback from your line.
Mine.
No, the 2271, 979-2271.
No, that ain't me. But I was wondering,
right,
the community
go ahead,
said, but the community said they're doing it for $500. How can you change their rules? That's their rules. They come up, 10 people picked it. There's nothing you can do about that. That's why you do a committee where everybody can get together and pick what they want to do. So they pick $500. The ones that can't afford it, I mean, they just have to get their friends.
Exactly.
Say, man, put 100 with me, put 50 with me, man. I want to do,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's no way to stop
right.
that. It's no way to stop that, bro. I mean, I feel sorry for the guys that can't raise for $100 or $50, but most of the time when I be on the track, they be able to have their own fun. They don't
exactly.
be with us with the big cars, the fast cars, the celebrity cars, the popular car, everybody. Shit, it'll never be 500 because it's always going to be 3 or 4 people come up with more with that car.
At the end of the day, you gotta have whatever you're trying to give out rewards or put some kind of status on something. You gotta have a criteria. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it ain't no different than any other. It ain't no different than any other sport. All sports have a certain criteria to meet. You know what I'm saying? That you gotta meet in order to be in the recognition. You know what I'm saying?
They're
different
than
football, baseball, basketball, whatever. There's a certain criteria you got to meet. Now, when a committee comes up with that criteria, you either got to meet it or, you know, sit by the side. You know, sit back and watch.
Let me ask y'all this. So one of the criteria is a caliber car, right?
No, I don't know. It's not a caliber car.
A fucking street car could go win grudge race of the year. A fucking daily driver could win grudge race of the year, goddamn it, if he goddamn is doing everything to meet the criteria.
And people go back with him.
You know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
As long as he meet the criteria, he could win it. I mean, anybody can win it as long as you meet the criteria.
Right.
But you gotta put yourself out there. Like, if you wanna be the grudge race of the year, you gotta really put yourself out there, you and your crew. Y'all gotta be on the front line talking shit. Like, you know, there's a lot that go with it, because the swag is part of it. You can't be a laid back ass crew, you know what I'm saying, and not
That's what I'm talking about. If you come with your car, it's going to take at least 3 people to have you push your car on and get ready for this. If they all ain't got a couple hundred in their pocket, I mean, goddamn, I don't know. I mean, I ain't talking no shit. I'm just saying. You go to that track to race, and you out there trying to talk about y'all committing, 500 is the max, the less, and against it, you ain't ready for that yet. You're not ready for that speed of car right now. You're not ready for that type of crowd, group. I mean, that was just me just thinking out loud. I'm sitting there thinking about that. You know, that's kind of crazy. You know, the committee say 500, bet.
That's part of the reason why I always said I ain't knocking nobody before this year, but that's the reason why I always said all these so-called, you know what I'm saying, self-entitled grudge racers or baddest motherfuckers or whatever that's been before this committee, I mean, that's all self-entitled because ain't nobody picked that. Ain't no committee. Ain't no criteria to vote. That's just, okay, all my friends say I'm this bad motherfucker, so that's what I am. No, that's not how she's supposed to go.
I'm
trying to find
it, man. Larry, go on mute. You found it.
Because it's like without a criteria, basically it's going off a popularity contest. Whoever just, you know, say something.
Yeah, I'm
Huh? That ain't me. That ain't me.
Well, Rambo, you was the last motherfucker. Hold on, let me open everybody back up. You was the last one I hit, Rambo. Let me open everybody back up. I'm coming back.
Rambo got that goddamn C radio playing in the background.
Yeah. Rambo, go your ass on mute, Rambo. Yeah, go on mute, Rambo. It'll come from your line or whatever you got going on in the background over there. Go on mute if you ain't talking.
I understand the race committee. I understand the race committee. And I have no problem with it. If a man got a race car and he got his people out there and they gambling, whatever they gambling, you know what I'm saying? Because on the cool, I feel like, if I'm gambling, I don't really want nobody to know what I'm gambling anyway. Especially if I'm in Texas or somewhere. You know, that ain't nobody's business. You know what I'm saying? Because of certain reasons. Major reasons,
this is all for the people that want to be. If you want to be recognized, this is the criteria.
Oh, okay.
If you don't want to be recognized, you ain't got to let nobody know shit if you don't want to be recognized for the Grudge Race of the Year or any kind of award. You can stay flying under the radar like you've been flying. Don't post your videos over here where they need to be, and you good. It's no knock to nobody.
Right.
It's just trying to bring something to us that, you know, why we gotta wait on somebody that's not even in our region to give us an award. You know what I'm saying?
Recognition, right.
Yeah, I mean, the only person that's giving out awards is Batman, right? Batman give out awards to however he do it, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Batman give out awards. So that's why the committee was formed. Like, okay, let's come up with some structure to give people a platform. And then, yeah, it might not be well accepted the first time, but I guarantee you after this year over with, and people get awards and they see what it's about and the hype behind it and it holds some weight, then guess what's going to happen next year? Motherfuckers going to come out with a plan. They're going to be behind closed doors with their camp like, man, look, we need to come out here swinging. You know, I want to get an award next year. That shit looked good.
Yeah.
You know, they got awards. They got belts. You know, they got the accolades. Shit, you know. And they're also going to put a target on the people back that got the awards. Because now, oh, shit, Cyrus, you the grudge race of the year? Oh, shit. I'm finna come at your egg off the muscle. I'm drawing on you all year long.
And don't add a nice, and don't add a nice little money prize to the grudge race of the year. If it's by 1,000 or 2,000, everybody gonna shoot for that. With the award.
Well, if we get sponsored, it can be, but definitely looking at getting some nice, you know, nice trophies, maybe the, a nice belt for the grudge race of the year, shit like that. But, you know, I mean, it'll be something nice, and it'll be something for us by us. You know what I'm saying? The people that voted on you is people that's from Texas. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the only thing you got to do, go on the Texas Grudge Committee page and post your videos if you want to be recognized. If you don't post your videos, and at the end of the year, you can't cry about, why I didn't get this, why I didn't get that. Because the people on the committee are not going to be looking for your race. They're not going to be calling around, trying to figure out who this race was. It's simple. You, anybody in your crew, just post y'all race on there, whether you win or you lose. You know what I'm saying? Post it on there. That way it could get accounted for. You know what I'm saying? And I guarantee you, once we put this list out of where it is so far, It probably will have people to be like, you know what? Well, man, I raced and I ain't getting no. It's going to start making people put their videos up there of their race just so they can make sure they getting credit for it.
Like
I said, y'all go on the page. It's a bunch of different categories and all that. So, I mean, it's just something to, you know, and it's something to bring a little more action and shit.
I mean,
we're going to have a good race here. We're going to have a good race here, man. Shit, especially with Dallas coming down to Houston and kicking in the fucking dough. Shit, I feel like that didn't, you know, I feel like that didn't pumped up a lot of shit, and I feel like it's gonna be a back and forth thing. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
For me, that set the tone. Shit, if I had a car, goddamn it, already ready. That set the tone for me, you know what I'm saying, to have me like, shit, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't there with my car, but shit, my shit going to be ready for this next race. I'm going back up there and represent, you know, like, shit. I mean, they can't do it.
At least you're going to try to.
Hey. Yeah, at least hands down, I got to give them their props. They came in and kicked the fucking dough in. Shit, they locked the gate on their way out. They got the keys. You know what I'm saying? So,
all right, JP, you done gave him enough. You done gave him enough, JP.
Hey,
you done gave him enough.
Hey, you're on the right now. We got to go lock the gate.
It ain't enough to y'all to do it back, goddamn me.
Hey, JP, it was a lot of the cars wasn't even there. So, they did what they had to do with the little cars that were there, but a bunch of the other cars were not out there. So, they got down. But I promise you they're
going to
get
it.
That goes on both sides. That's the case. But you know what? They came
and they came deep. And that's something that they haven't did in a while. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't knocking nothing. I don't give a fuck what they came with. I don't care what we had there and didn't have there. Hey, people car ain't ready. They car ain't ready. Ain't nothing we could do about it.
Yeah, well,
what wasn't there.
You can't sit here and give a motherfucker credit if all the goddamn heavy hitters wasn't out there.
Well, shit,
goddamn, Dre, you had like all the heavy hitters out of Dallas was there. That wasn't number one. One tuner brought his cars down there. One tuner.
One heavy hitter out of Dallas.
Oh, goddamn.
Name me one heavy hitter out of Dallas.
Name me one heavy hitter out of Houston that was there.
Whoa. What'd you say, Lorenzo?
I said us.
Nah, y'all light work, baby. Ain't no motherfucking heavy here. Name me
that's
one.
That's why you can't smile for that shit, Lorenzo. So no matter who you name, he ain't thinking you props.
Name me some more. Lorenzo, my dog, but they some light work people, man. They light work. Name me some more. Joel, you light work than a motherfucker, too. Y'all pick
that's
up.
Right, that's all right. We
and,
won.
And rob. Y'all like to rob motherfuckers. Okay,
hey,
name me a heavy hitter out there.
Shit, Candyman was there. Is he a heavy hitter?
Do not say Candyman. Do not put that bullshit out there. Because he's not a heavy hitter. He's a lightweight ass motherfucker.
Well, what's your definition of a heavy hitter? Let's start there.
A motherfucker that can get down the track any given day.
Okay, well, shit, Nasty did that.
Huh?
I said Nasty did that. Australia.
Well, Nasty ain't put in enough work to be a heavy hitter yet. He ain't did enough work yet.
Man, you crazy as fuck.
They just got that motherfucker out this year. That car ain't did put in no work. We talking
about
that car been out
about 10 years.
Yeah. Well, why is just not coming around?
They ain't just not coming around. That car started at the gut and grew all the way
from the
gut to where it's at now.
Man,
what?
Get the fuck out. This man say started at the gut. If any motherfucker started at the gut, you know they got a weak motherfucker.
Well, that's 90% of the cars in Dallas then. 95% of them.
Exactly. That's why I say it ain't no heavy hit down now. Stop that bullshit.
Well, if ain't no heavy hitters down there, damn sure it's fucking down in Houston. We can't down there and keep the door in like JP said.
Hey, man, that's your opinion, my man.
No, that's a fact. That's what happened. Is that not what happened?
I mean, I wasn't at the race to know what happened.
Actually, you were there. You was there, but I told you at the birthday.
I didn't watch no racing though. I was eating turkey next.
Oh, well, that's crazy. Your opinion don't matter then.
Dre, let me ask you a question. You got any heavy hitters coming to my race?
I can get one.
No.
I can get a heavy hitter your way.
Okay. Who we talking about?
I got to get in touch with him tomorrow and see if I can get him up there, but I can get one coming.
Hey, what
class you got
of car? That what class of car?
Is Ms. Graham not considered a heavy hitter?
Ms. Graham is out of Port Arthur, Texas. That's not Houston, sir. That's damn near Louisiana.
Oh, I got more excuses than anybody.
You be the car damn near in another state. It's still in Texas, but it's right there at the borderline.
Well, what heavy hitters Houston got so we can know?
Well,
goddamn, what's the name was there?
The orange
Monte Carlo was there. What's the name,
daughter? Chino's a heavy hitter. That now you talking about class car? That's a class car. That's not a heavy hitter. That's a class car. You talking about that orange ass D-body?
Okay. Well,
Chino is a heavy hitter around this motherfucker.
I thought Chino was Austin.
Huh?
I thought Chino was Austin.
Nah, Chino ain't
Austin. Chino. Nah.
Huh?
Nah, he right out.
Lorenzo. Lorenzo, you for real about that, Lorenzo?
About what?
Hell no. Chino Austin, you just capping.
Chino from Houston. Chino being from Austin.
Nah, I'm sure I thought it was from Austin, down that way.
Nah, Chino from Houston.
Okay, you got Little Larry on 28. That's a heavy hitter when it's around. Hey.
My was he from College Station.
832-9988.
Your
mic
off.
Hello?
Yeah, come on. 832-9988. Who we got?
Yeah, that's here. What race y'all talking about? Alicat race. When is that?
It was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, no. You talking about
Four-day weekend. No, I'm talking about the new race. The race y'all talking about now. Y'all talking about another
race that's coming up. Is Lorenzo.
Lorenzo race on the 4th.
Right,
yeah, that's the 4th July weekend.
I got a race July 4th.
Okay, okay, okay. July, July. June, July. Okay, I thought, okay. Never mind, never mind.
What you have on
your mind? Y'all know who the hell that is. Hey, you can lock him in, Lorenzo. Yeah, I'd love to see Blue Barrymore go against him.
Who is that?
That's Terry. He just told his damn name.
Terry?
Yeah, he got a note.
Come on, Hannibal.
I said the man name is Terry and he has a Nova. I don't name this.
I'm asking what car it is. That's all I'm asking.
It's called Nova. It ain't got no name. It's a brand new car.
It's a brand new car.
I'll wait till my brand new car ready. You do it that way.
You just said
what's up, man. Come September, if I got R pressure, I'll be at Big J's race in September. On 28. I get R pressure.
That'll be on 275.
It'll be on 28.
Say, I'll be on 28. So 28.
Hey, he gonna, that man say he gonna whoop y'all ass with slicks.
Not the slicks, huh?
Come on, you come on some 28s if you want to.
I bet Blaskin ain't gonna get a side of him. Blaskin can be on 275 and he be on them 28 slicks. I bet he run over that motherfucker.
He might. We'll see.
Ain't no might to it. He gonna do it. I'm going to bet, too, he gapped that motherfucker by 5 cars.
He's
going to
lose money, too.
Yeah, he going to be on slicks. Y'all going to be on 275. Let's lock that in.
Nope. Lock no shit in no 3 months out. Fuck I look like.
Why not? They been doing it. They doing it now. Tino and goddamn Lamar them did it the other day.
Okay, we'll talk
to them. They locked in the goddamn for Big J Ray shit. Don't tell me motherfucker ain't gonna lock in 4 or 5 months before the race.
Got a point.
Don't tell me motherfuckers don't do it because they doing it right goddamn now we speak.
I didn't say they do. I said I'm not.
Oh. You a smart man then. So can you lock it in a week before the race?
Might do something the week of it.
I like to see that Nova get with that truck y'all always heard about that fuckhead Rick Flat truck. I like to see the Nova try him. Can you make that happen?
Damn.
I can't make nothing happen. 3 months out.
I like to see that old Nova go in the battle with that old truck.
You like to see what?
I like to see that old Rick Fly truck go in the battle with that Nova.
What Nova?
The new Nova. That's what it's called, the new Nova, man. It's owned by Terry.
We'll see when they go come down. We'll see when we come to put you close to the race.
The new Nova, that's what the name of the goddamn car is.
The new Nova. The new improved Hannibal.
Hannibal 2.0.
Better known as Luke.
The new Nova.
It's called Lucifer, goddamn it.
That's what that motherfucker called, the new Nova. That motherfucker ain't been out in 5 years. The new Nova, brand new.
Brand spanking new.
I like to see him and old Rick Flack get out there and tangle.
So you trying to get me killed over here?
Huh?
You trying to get me killed over here, don't you like to see that Nova and Blueberry Muffin run?
I love that race. I love that to go.
Why you trying to get me killed like that?
Hold up, man. You asked that man what he had on his mind.
What? No, I'm just saying, I'm going to accommodate him with a race.
There you go.
Be our car. I didn't say it was our car. I just asked what he had on his mind. I was going to come up with him.
Say, matter of fact, I know what it do. Tell Candyman, give him 1-1 with that motherfucker. Let's play.
Give who 1-1?
Yeah, Hannibal 1-1 with Candyman.
You just said Candyman ain't shit, but he got to give him the 1-1? The fuck?
Yeah,
because
Candyman got a badass motor.
I'll tell you what, Drake. I'll take the 1-1 with the Z.
You will?
I'll take the 1-1 with the Z.
Yeah, you're going to have to take it because we ain't going to get it to you.
Okay, then. I thought so. I know how to get some act right.
Yeah. I know somebody to run that Z head up.
Oh.
Hannibal 2.0.
Hey, yeah. Just keep that same energy.
Yeah. Hannibal 2.0. He'll run that Z head the fuck up.
I like to keep that same energy.
Yeah. Blueberry Muff. That motherfucker on 90 the cow blueberry stuffing out of your motherfucker.
Yeah, it's all fun and games right now.
Blueberry stuffing, but
nah, man, you know y'all boy, I got a fucking job.
I ain't got a problem with it. You know I can stand it. We ain't got a problem with winning and losing. We go 0-5 and still have a good time.
Yeah. Ain't no doubt, man. Y'all still gonna eat steak and lobsters on the road, so it don't matter.
You ain't, hey, we gonna party and kick it just like we won. Ain't no difference.
One thing I can say, y'all lose with dignity, y'all win with integrity. So, yeah.
So who else out of Houston looking for a race? I guess a lock-in is going.
Well, Nick on the
832-9202. Your mic open.
Yeah, I fell off while ago. I got $1,000 with Bill against Candyman. $1,000 with Bill with Candyman.
Will you be here at the race?
Yes, I will.
I'll talk to you at the track. I might take that bet.
All right.
Man, y'all don't get fucked up.
Y'all remember? He know who I am. He know who I am. He walks to me, I'm going to hand you the money. You can hold the money.
I'm a gentleman. I ain't got to hold your money.
You know, I'm just saying. I just want you to be, you know, I got $1,000.
We'll talk at the track. And if I like what I see, yeah.
I'm just taking a chance. I ain't seen shit. I used to be a Candyman when I was in. I remember Candyman and Nava Soda back in the days. We couldn't get by his ass, but old Candyman. Yep. I'm going to take that legend down. He is a legend. We're going to make some candy apples out of
there. 93, your mic open.
I might take that too.
Okay.
I'm gonna go back on mute though.
Yeah.
Old Candyman, he is old. Listen, I remember I was about 10 years old watching that motherfucker race.
Well, I remember him. Couldn't beat him.
Yeah,
he never sold it down now.
Back then, but see, time bring a change, and change come with time.
It was him and Frankie Taylor with that love truck. They was the fastest back then.
It was one more too. It was one more too. Y'all might not remember. Fat Carl.
It was Robert McDonald now.
Robert McDonald was a class car back then. With Carl, shit. I think Carl ran over Candyman back then.
Hey, don't forget about
Huncho. It ain't too much. I ain't know too many people beat Candyman. I know that.
Man, Carl ran slap over Candyman back. The only thing Candyman wanted to fuck with Carl back then.
Hey, now, I ain't going to sit here and tell no goddamn lie. It wasn't very many cars from Dallas that wanted to fuck around and come down this way. back in the day when you had Carl Perkins and all them motherfuckers running. None of them motherfuckers didn't want to come this way playing games.
Well, they did. I'm gonna tell you who did. My partner Clarence used to come down that way, and Robin used to come down that way.
Hey, Lorenzo, did OJ come down there?
OJ, he went every now and then. About this is before OJ time. They talking about.
Oh, okay.
This is back when the Ghetto Boys all them was running.
Hey man, we talking about when Phillip and them had to know with old whooping everybody ass the Ghetto Boys. That's when the mind was playing tricks on a whole bunch of you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Who was
Drake? Don't get it twisted, Drake.
What?
Hey.
We knocked the sock in him.
Man, that no whoop. Y'all didn't get your ass back up there with him. Y'all beat the car.
Lorenzo.
Lorenzo.
Who was the dude that had Child played the Chucky car?
That was Michael,
with Big Daddy Watson. He had Child's Play, Revenge of Child's Play.
Yeah, he had that. That was a bad motherfucker. Wasn't too many motherfuckers fuck with him either.
Believe it or not, I will put some info out there y'all wouldn't believe.
I'm going to tell y'all another motherfucker wasn't too many motherfuckers from Dallas fucking with. And still to this day, they won't fuck with him. Tree Man.
Yeah, Tree Man pretty rough.
Back in the day, Tree Man had that goddamn Chevy 2. He was whooping ass with it. Then he got that goddamn 70 model. He was whooping ass with it. Then he bought that damn 70 model Camaro. He was kicking ass with it. Then he got what he got now. No, he bought that red Pro Stock car, whatever the fuck it was. Then he got what he got now.
Yeah, back in the days, y'all some killers, but I don't know about now. Y'all got some fast turbos down there.
I'm
going to
tell you who else used to whoop some ass back in the day.
That's all they got down there, Rizzo, with some fast turbo cars.
And the car, you know.
We ain't never lost a race with Alley Cat back then.
You goddamn lie. When that motherfucker.
Name one. We flipped over one episode. Name one that we lost. Name who beat us back then. With Alley Cat and the Nova, the Lil Tie, we had the small block interference, Lil 4-6, and then I ended up putting my 482, 496 in there. Who beat us? Name somebody, to be honest.
Yeah, I was down there when they flipped it. And I was older. I was down there then.
That was Pino boy then. Badass Pino with the Oldsmobile small block. The white boys Camaro. We flipped over in front of them. Come on, man. Name somebody beat us. You know when we was back then. Street auto track that we raced it. Ain't nobody beat us like that.
But I'm back when I was.
And we was no trans brake, bro. Popeye was over the car. We ain't had no trans brake. No, we was foot braking. No notches, nothing. Running 890s.
That's all that motherfucker
ran. Back then, on motor, no trail brake with a big 10 rear in it, I knew that much, and I don't know much about none of that shit. Name somebody beat us. And we was racing every weekend. They had people come from Dallas to watch us on Rankin Road. We come down here to race y'all, watch y'all race every weekend. Lady, the mama, the daddy, the kids, and everybody. And we come down here to watch y'all race, and we follow y'all every weekend.
It was two cars on I was impressed with. That was Slapper Boy Sammy and the Gold Dust Camaro. I was crazy about that Gold Dust Camaro.
Oh, Sammy, yeah. Well,
Slapper Boy Sammy. Huh?
We beat Sammy with a cat on the airport. I mean, on the home road.
Then you had the Budget Boys with that fire with the Trans Am.
We beat the Budget Boys.
Herzog had the Tan Firebird.
We didn't lose too many.
Well, what are we going to do in this new millennium?
Shit, there's no millennium, a motherfucker that's whooping ass right now. it ain't been too many. Not, you know.
They short verses. They do it a little while and quick.
Yeah, that's like High Rod Gospel. See, ever since they lost the High Rod Gospel page, ain't never been no more real live going at it. A lot of guys sold their car. A lot of guys got out of this shit.
I was just talking about the other thing.
Joe Golden was trying to keep the shit going up until he passed.
Until he died, right.
Yep.
Joe was paying them class raises to come down and all kinds of heat. Now that's who was putting on the damn show.
I can't think of nobody that really beat us.
Yeah, y'all never got up there with Ghetto Boy, so I mean, what?
Yeah, because they didn't want to. That was Ghetto Boy. Philip, when we flipped over with that boy and passed it, and I never saw that. Philip was with him then. And we had that little Oldsmobile. Sam had that little, he had that Oldsmobile small block, and we had a 4-6, and Sam drove it. That was Philip and Pino.
No, I think Jane flipped that motherfucker over.
Yeah, Jane flipped one over. Flipped. Then we flipped over two cars running the same person, bro.
Yeah. We were running goddamn old boy out of Brookshire down now. Yeah.
That was Philip and Pino with the white boy, Jeff, whatever his name was. We flipped over two cars running him. Sam did one and Jane flipped one in front.
Yeah, but when Sam flipped that black Nova.
Sam laying in the cow piss passed over there.
He laying out the goddamn field.
Yep.
The lady over there playing with his nuts while he's talking about, is you all right? And I said, why are you doing that? She said, oh, when you paralyzed, make sure you're paralyzed. I said, no shit. Damn. Grab the mine. I asked if she grabbed mine to make sure I was all right.
What don't help that? And I was on the track.
They say some laws got it. They say the deputies got it, and they let people down that race for a while. I think they're still down there.
Oh.
Nah, they got that other track out there. What's that track in East Texas with J.J. the
Lufkin.
Lufkin,
ain't it?
Yeah, that's it. That's
the
Pine Valley.
Pine Valley.
Yeah.
So what they used to call it, Meltdown Sundays? Or something, when the meltdown Sunday, something like that, he's talking. We used to come down there to it all the time.
Yeah, that's with your boy. I think that was that boy Sam from Dallas come down there and started calling me and Sam and my brother niggas, and they started to fight in the pit over there.
When you hit the white man, you motherfucker.
No, she bust the bottle on my arm for him carrying the head with it. I was like the big old humble person. I didn't want to fight, but Sam and Kerry, he kept calling them niggas.
Kerry broke that white boy jaw. I remember that, too. I was out there that day.
Yeah. Who them boys was from Dallas? They were some tough motherfuckers, though, from Dallas.
They call you a nigger, I think. It was some white boys.
Right. They called me a nigger, but shit, I didn't care about that nigger shit. And then when Sam and Kerry heard him say it again, they went over my head. We all fell up old rope. All of us went tumbled down like a mountain because they had a car pulling a rope. And Kerry and Alley Cat went to work. And then that boy, my wife, jumped on him and hit Kerry in the head with a bottle. But I put my arm in front of it. I mean, we was racing, though, bro. We was racing, man. I'm talking about racing.
Yeah,
we'll leave from down there and go find us a street. One time the laws pulled us over and said, man, we thought we know the president was at home. We had to come check this. We left 59 and, like, just say 59 and Titwell, and we were still getting off on the beltway by the airport at 3 in the morning. We were finna run Lil Daddy. We were finna run Lil Daddy that night. And we pulled over, dude had a wreck. His bone was still there. I picked the man up, put him up on the side, and we left man. We're on the race. The law jammed us up. The law say we ain't never seen. We know the president was at home street. Man, that line was from
That was another bad motherfucker growing up back in the day. Lit that. Hey, motherfucker had number horsepower.
Yeah. Oh, little daddy. But we was going to get him that night. Horace was going to drive for us that night, too. People started parking outside the Beltway. They couldn't even get down in the street over to the side. The road before, it's the road you go towards the Beltway, you make a right, and you run towards the airport. Man, we had that whole fucking Beltway blocked. And we didn't get that race off. I ended up drinking 3 jugs. Me and my brother ended up ordering 2 jugs, gallons of milk, and 24 eggs.
What the fuck?
We had 24 eggs that night. Actually, I had to get 24 eggs that night. And a gallon of milk apiece. They're going to come try to give us some milk and a little jar. My mother, we said, no, bring us 2 gallons. Actually, I had to get.
Shitty motherfucker.
No, we didn't shit. We asked for more before we left.
Milk.
Oh. Yo, yeah, I got to have my milk right now today. Yeah, we had some fun, though, bro. Alley Cat, we had some fun with that guy, man. We had some fun. Old Kenny. Old Kenny. I know Drake remember Kenny. Kenny was over at Homestead fucking everybody up with the little Canova. The little beating people 6,000 race, 6,000. Well, I ended up going to goddamn home road, giving Kenny 3 cars the first time. He thought it was impossible. Who he had driving? I think Jesse drove it that night. And fucked him up. So they kept asking for 6. They wouldn't give it to us. I said, fuck that, Sam and my brother. Let's do this, man. We waited about a week out, 2 weeks. We went and gave him his 6. Then he took the move. And we run over him. Made him retire.
A dirty white boy was a driver back in the day, too.
Oh, yeah. Dirty white boy. He drove for Black and Junebug.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was back in the day.
Yeah.
Hey, June boy tried to bring that motherfucker out of retirement. He was too old for that shit now.
A dirty white boy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, June boy driving his own shit now.
Yeah, but he
was turkey legs hurt now. Dirty white boy worked with turkey legs hurt. Working with all them cars.
Yeah,
he worked
on 10 cars at turkey legs. He worked on all that motherfucking Lynn guy.
Yeah. He had the black battle over there. Somebody just want to bring it back out. For a minute.
Yeah, Bill and them had got it. I think one of them.
They gave that
car. Didn't
Bubba and them give it to him?
I was going to say, Bill and Bubba? Yeah, I think he did. Fell off the rack over there or something? Fell off the muffler rack?
Yeah, it fell out the rack over there because he didn't put the motherfucker up there right.
Yeah. Yep. Man, we had some fun, man.
He working on all Lynn shit. Lynn got 50 cars over there at the turkey leg, huh?
Yeah, oh, he told me.
Yeah, he making Rick Ross come out. Rick Ross talk about that nigga. He must got so many cars.
Hey, he got 50 in them motherfuckers.
Yep, that's what they say. They got some cars.
You got 50 goddamn cars. You can't drive but one.
But I think he got a lot of show cars, like.
Yeah, all his show cars. Like yesterday when I passed by there. He had about 10 of his red cars out there. He had his red Dooley truck out there. He had all the goddamn Chevelles and 68 Camaros and all that shit right behind him. He had them all parked on the side.
Well, y'all know we had some fun, though, goddamn bar. Boy, we had some fun back then. It was on our ass, boy. And Alley Cat would not let him get away from us. Shit, we had fun every weekend. We seen the sun come up racing.
What motherfucker gonna do this year? What the motherfucker gonna do this year?
Well,
it's gonna be very interesting in a little while.
You got Candyman coming out. He didn't buck Bill.
That's
a good race.
That's not a big surprise. They've been hiding that Candyman shit forever. Hey, why Candyman and Crankhead don't get up there and try one another? Yeah, that'd be a good.
That's two different class cars.
That's bullshit.
Them are two different class cars.
both of them motherfuckers back ass. How in the hell they two different
now,
places?
Crankhead is not back half.
That is a back half car.
That is not no back half car.
What is?
A stock suspension car. Stock
suspension
car.
That's a stock suspension with a mini tub. They got the back seat, everything in it.
That's a goddamn back half car, man. Look at you. Next time y'all see that mother, go up on the back and look at it.
I know who originally built the car. It was a True 10 car originally, stock suspension car. Used to be white and orange.
So you mean tell me him and Candyman can't play?
They not the same caliber cars, I'm telling you.
That's
he can't
cool.
tell Dre nothing here. He trying to say Nasty a goddamn backhead car.
Nasty a fucking two chassis car, you fool.
That ain't no goddamn two. That's a goddamn
man,
stock suspension ass
car.
That
ain't no goddamn. That's a tricked out stock suspension ass car, which is really a two chassis motherfucker. Man, I don't know who the hell you think you talking to.
All
right. You got a promo? Like
they got a promo.
Just because it came out there and kicked Miss Graham teeth in on me is a promo.
Goddamn promo.
Oh, goddamn promo. It's a stock suspension ass car.
Well, stock suspension promo.
So what's Shino caught in?
Which one?
She's one of the motherfuckers.
One of them is a pro mod.
They try to say it's a backhand. What about the other one?
The other car backhand.
So how you going to say that's a backhand but Nash or not?
Nash ain't no goddamn backhand. That's a pro mod, man. That's a tool car. Nash weighs 2,100 goddamn pounds. That's a tool car, fool.
I bet you 2,100 that caught on. I bet you 2,100 that bitch don't weigh 2,100.
Well, 2,250. Put it like that. With the driving,
I bet you 2,250. It don't weigh 2,500. With a driver race ready to go.
You gonna tell me that car don't, with a driver it ain't 2,500?
Yep.
Lock that in, you lying bastard. And we gonna weigh it at the track with the driver.
How much you wanna lock in? How much you wanna lock in?
It's 2,500.
That's a bet. We can lock that in. It's gonna cost you 25 to get off of.
Man, you got me fucked up. I ain't stupid. Y'all been went and put all that weight in that motherfucker tomorrow. Man, please.
It's gonna roll across the scale. It's gonna go straight to the water box.
I know.
Yeah, I thought I could get you off that bullshit.
It'll be something waiting on that motherfucker real soon.
Oh boy. I guess they got a little race going on this weekend, so everybody kind of quiet. Goddamn, y'all going out for Juneteenth this weekend, Joe?
Yeah, we doing. Everybody said we're doing something stupid, but we doing it anyway. We trying to pro my bike this weekend, giving us the break.
Oh, that's this weekend. Y'all doing that this weekend?
We'll probably go out there, but
yeah.
So that ProMod ass bike gonna get you out of here.
Yeah.
Oh man, he gonna catch out. That ain't enough for that motherfucking bike.
Hey, we like racing. Man been wanting to race for the longest, and we doing it.
That's a light ass bike, balls and shit on it, man. Please, that motherfucker, the hit ain't shit compared to it.
Yeah. The faster car don't always win.
That's true, but if a motherfucker spotting you something, he definitely win because he got to go get you.
I seen a man get a hit in red light.
That wasn't no hit, then. That's why they need to hit up, get hit up outside his head.
Hey, I seen that happen.
You red light with the hit. You probably let the goddamn lights come all the way down, then tell your ass.
That's why I say anything can happen in racing. Ain't nothing guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. What's the odds of a man red lighting on the hit? One to every 5,000.
Hey. Hey, goddamn it. Well, I guess you got a point. Shit. They did that this weekend. Hell, Tim Logan did it against Miss Graham.
No, that was Tim Logan that got the 1-1. And went out there and took off the goddamn fight even activated. That's a damn shame. This man was so nervous, he took off on the tree and got activated. Now, you know that's kind of nervous, yeah. Renzo.
Yes, sir.
See if Candyman can give us the hit.
I don't know what that man will do. I'll talk to him. That's all I can do. I can't
you
speak for the call.
No, call him and ask him what he's doing when you get out the show.
He'll probably say win if he do.
ASAP, goddamn.
Well, he read the race now.
I'm
just saying,
now.
You know.
I tell you, I'm just fucking with you. I ain't fucking with no candy, man. I ain't got nothing in that lead. Like you say, that's two different classes of cars.
And the two cars can race, though, Dre.
No, he give us the hit. Hey, he give motherfuckers the hit, shit. I guarantee you we'll take that.
I can't speak on that.
Any motherfucking Dallas give us the hit. That's including the pro mods and all that. Shit, we'll take
it. I got a pro mod to get out of hit. Whatever you want to bet.
What pro mod to give us the hit, Joel? You talking about Clyde?
Why not? So I got one to give you the hit.
Okay, what pro mod are you talking about?
It's a pro mod. Does it matter?
Tell that motherfucker come straight out the trailer and watch his move. Yeah, we'll try that.
Okay, bring it regular motherfucker up here and I'll lock it in.
I'm gonna add nightmare them for the hit too.
Man, nightmare them been quiet, Jay.
How you gonna ask a motherfucker for the hit? How you ask a motherfucker for the hit that ain't been out?
I'm just saying they back out. You know they car it ain't ready right now, but the car they been out testing it a little bit.
That car ain't been out all year.
That car was out early this year, you damn fool.
Okay.
Yep. Well, fellas, shit, get the hell out of here, man. Ain't nothing going on, shit. We'll try it again next week, man. Appreciate y'all.
All right. Thank you.